Welcome to Minnesota Military Radio, where we bring you information about Minnesota's National Guard, the military community, Beyond the Yellow Ribbon Program, and Department of Veterans Affairs. Your host is Tom Lyons, founder and owner of Phalon Partners Limited, a Twin Cities merger and acquisition advisory firm. Tom is also a Vietnam veteran of the United States Air Force and a member of the VFW and American Legion. Now, here's Tom Lyons.
Welcome to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm Tom Lyons. On today's show, we'll learn about the reintegration of our 1st Brigade Red Bull soldiers, and we'll meet Minnesota's new state American Legion commander. But first, it's time for Generally Speaking, a weekly message from the Adjutant General of the Minnesota National Guard, Major General Rick Nash.
Keeping a marriage strong enough to thrive through the unique challenges of a military deployment is important to our nation's military. The Army first introduced this idea in 1997 with their program, Building Strong and Ready Families. They brought together 90 active duty couples to participate in what could well be called a retreat, and it was received with enthusiasm. Since then, the Army has welcomed more than 160,000 couples to their improved marriage program, now called Strong Bonds. Here in Minnesota, our chaplain-led Strong Bonds program is also helping couples grow together. One weekend a month, all summer long, Strong Bonds retreats are being held at various locations throughout the state. During the weekend-long event, couples spend most of their time in discussions or practicing effective communication skills. As a couple and in a small group setting, they learn about expectations, commitment, forgiveness, and feeling understood. Those who have attended these events really get a kick out of the Saturday night assignment to go out on a date. In the National Guard, we encourage service members and their spouses to attend a Strong Bonds event both before and after a deployment in lieu of our weekend drill. And many of our recently deployed 1st Brigade Combat Team soldiers are taking advantage of this opportunity, affording them this extra time devoted to communicating with each other makes our service members healthier and stronger leaders in our ranks. Our chaplains also have a program for our single service members to have an empowering weekend of internal growth. Here again, those who have recently returned are jumping at this opportunity for self-improvement. Next fiscal year in the Minnesota National Guard, we plan to offer several more of these opportunities. You can learn more at beyondtheyellowribbon.org.
Thank you, General Nash. For more information, please go to minnesotamilitaryradio.com. This summer, hundreds of soldiers and families are getting reacquainted after deployment. We're going to chat with Major Aaron Krenz of the Minnesota National Guard about what that reintegration looks like. Major Krenz, welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio.
Good afternoon, Mr. Lyons. It's great to be back.
Major, you are the Chief of Deployment Cycle Support Beyond the Yellow Ribbon. Can you tell us what that means you do?
Well, my team within the Deployment Cycle Support for the Minnesota National Guard helps prepare our service members and families and communities for deployment before the service member deploys, during the deployment, and then helps them reintegrate back into their communities, homes, and schools when they return.
And Major, I understand that you've actually been deployed twice, so you've been through this on the other side, haven't you?
Absolutely, and it doesn't get easier the second time around. Each deployment poses its own challenges and reintegration challenges as well.
Put you in a good position to understand all the challenges the soldiers and airmen go through, having been there yourself, doesn't it?
It does help, and it gives me insight into what service members and spouses or parents may feel during a deployment and the anxieties that come with a service member returning home from a deployment as well.
Sir, I understand there are a lot of reintegration events going on this summer. Can you tell us about them?
Absolutely. As you know, the 1st Brigade Combat Team and a couple of other smaller units returned home in April and May of this spring, over 2,700 soldiers. And we have conducted up to this date, six 30-day reintegration events for them across the state of Minnesota. And we've brought in our local and state and federal partners to help provide our service members and their families the resources that they need to understand their benefits in what they've earned having been deployed, and how to use those benefits to get a better education, to go back to school, or to get back and find employment.
We're speaking with Major Aaron Krenz from the Minnesota National Guard on Minnesota Military Radio. So, Major, as I understand it, there's a 30-day and a 60-day program for soldiers and their families. Are they different?
They are different. The 30-day, you know, we're focusing on the initial reintegration of our service members, making sure that they know what the resources are in case they need them. We know many times our service members and their spouse or their parents are in somewhat of a honeymoon phase. The 60-day builds off of the 30-day reintegration event, but we're focused on the relationships, reconnecting with your spouse, reconnecting with your children. On the employment side, we're really looking at bringing in some entrepreneurial opportunities, how to prepare for a career fair, and networking skills. And this goes along with our mock interviews and resume writings, which we do at all of our events.
Major, I know we were over and visited with the Red Bulls in Kuwait last fall, and they had a tremendously busy deployment and did a fantastic job. But they were busy every day. How are soldiers doing when they're coming back and when you're seeing them at these 30- and 60-day events?
You know, the service members that I spoke with at these events are generally very happy, glad to be home. They're glad to get back into their communities and with their families. But with every deployment and return, there's some anxieties. One of those anxieties for quite a few of those service members is, you know, what are they going to do for employment when they get back? And so that was really a concern of the brigade commander and of our adjutant general. And so we really took a close look at this. So even prior to their return home, General Nash sent a team of corporate professionals, Department of Employment and Economic Development personnel from the state, and a member of the St. Paul Chamber of Commerce over to Kuwait to help start building those employment readiness skills. And that's why they've been so good at these reintegration events, to build on those skills. And some of the successes we've seen is service members that were identified as being unemployed are coming to the interview event or the employment training event, and they've told us that they've used our process, they've used the skills that we've helped teach them, and they've actually been offered jobs and found employment.
Major Krenz, I know that you, when that team went over to Kuwait, you connected with about around 1,000 of our Red Bulls and talked about a lot of things, from resume writing to how to do develop interviewing skills. Have you found out has that been helpful? Has it worked?
Absolutely. The service members that we spoke with that attended that training, which you are correct, was over 1,000 service members in Kuwait. Many of them have found employment, and they specifically said that, you know, having listened to our corporate professionals and using the process of identifying what they want to do, if it's an educational track, whether it's a particular employment field that they want to go into, using those skills, being able to help convert their military experience into civilian skill sets that the employers are looking for, it all helped contribute to their success of finding employment.
Well, it's great to hear that it's working, Major. We're going to have to take a short break. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about the employment issues for our returning soldiers and airmen. We're speaking with Major Aaron Krenz, Chief of Deployment Cycle Support, on Minnesota Military Radio. Please stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons, and we've been speaking with Major Aaron Krenz, Chief of Deployment Cycle Support with the Minnesota National Guard. Major Krenz, before the break, we were talking about all of the soldiers and airmen that have returned lately, and we were talking about employment issues and all of the work that the Minnesota National Guard has done to try to help the soldiers find employment quickly. Can we get back to that? How many do you think were unemployed when they came back, and where are we today?
Well, Tom, you know, we identified that the brigade helped us identify service members in their ranks that really had concerns about coming back and having no job at all. And although that number has been very fluid, we were looking at about 526 service members that we were specifically looking at upon their return from Kuwait. The success is they've used those training skills that we've helped provide them with our local and state partners to help them become more employable, help sell themselves, help translate their military experience to job skills that civilian employers are looking for. And as we can tell right now, there's between 200 and 300 that are still on the list of unemployed. So we're seeing progress. And, you know, of course, the National Guard and the military certainly can't do it alone. It's a collaborative effort of our state and local partners to help network and to get the word out to employers that our service members are looking for work. They're highly skilled. And they can contribute to their bottom line. And one of the successes we saw was back on July 11th, in which the Department of Employment and Economic Development hosted their statewide veterans and service member career fair. And I believe Jim Finley, one of the directors there, indicated that that was one of the largest, or if not the largest, event that they've ever held for employers, and any employer that wanted to get attend that event had to have job openings in which they were ready to hire into. And then service members from all different branches and those that are veterans and currently serving were all in attendance. And we do know that many employers interviewed and hired our service members on the spot. And so they came prepared. They were dressed for success. They came with their resumes properly prepared, and they sold themselves. And one of the comments back from the employers was, you know, we were really expecting kind of this entry-level type of interview, and we were very impressed by the level of preparedness that our service members exhibited.
Major, are some of those employers starting to understand what it takes to pick up 2,700 soldiers, ship them halfway around the world, house them, feed them, water them, and the collective work and the logistics it takes just to make everybody comfortable in the desert? And I got to say, our soldiers did a pretty good job. They made themselves pretty well at home out in the middle of the desert.
They sure did. And, you know, employers are certainly, they're eager to learn about what experiences our service members have had and what type of leadership levels they've exhibited and the problem solving that they've had to manage. And it's important that our service members be able to articulate that in a way that helps that employer understand, you know what, if I hire this individual, he or she is going to really help our company and move it in the right direction. And so it really is a positive sign that our service members, number one, are able to do that. And number two, our employers are excited about the opportunity and the potential our service members bring to their workforce.
We're speaking with Major Aaron Krenz, Chief of Deployment Cycle Support on Minnesota Military Radio. Major, I know that the focus on helping find jobs for our veterans of all ages, all branches of service, has a landing page at positivelyminnesota.com/veterans. Can you tell us how that works?
Absolutely. That particular website that you just mentioned, positivelyminnesota.com/veterans, is the connection point between our service members looking for job openings and career opportunities and where employers can find employment-ready veterans and service members. Unlike years past, our service members were just kind of given a whole bunch of websites and different opportunities and said, go pick one yourself. And that became very confusing and quite honestly overwhelming sometimes for some service members. And so we had to streamline this process. And so we used a state website and the state job bank, which is MinnesotaWorks.net, and made sure that we are marketing and communicating to our service members of all branches and to our Minnesota employers If you're looking for a good employee, post your job on MinnesotaWorks.net. And you can find how to do that by going to PositivelyMinnesota.com/veterans.
So at that website, it serves a dual purpose. The veterans looking for work can go there and find a three-step process, and the employers looking to hire a veteran can go there and look for veterans using another three-step process. Is that correct?
That's absolutely correct. And you can, if you're an employer, a veteran-friendly employer looking to hire service members and veterans, there's a way to click on an icon and have a little waving flag there that alerts our service members when they're looking for employers on who may be veteran-friendly or looking to hire service members. So that's an extremely important little fact, because it does highlight and draw attention to their job opportunities.
And, Major, back to the 30-60-day reintegration events, are there any fun success stories from the 30-day events you'd like to share?
You know, we've had anywhere from young, brand-new service members, specialists, all the way up to captains and majors that are using this process, using the skills that they've learned from our corporate partners and state partners, and it's working. They're able to build a better resume. They're better able to sell themselves in an interview, and they are getting job offers. And that is truly the success that we've hoped to achieve. And again, it's a moving target, because there are service members that were employed when they came home and are losing their jobs too for one reason or another, and those that are looking to go back to school as well. So we're staying on top of it, and we're tracking it down to the individual and making sure that we provide that help and support so service members can find employment.
Major, one last question. How can community members get involved in supporting these recently returned soldiers, and is it important for communities to recognize the deployed service?
You know, it certainly is, and our communities have just been phenomenal at supporting our service members, their units, and their military families. And our BeyondTheYellowRibbon.org website is a great site for community members to go to identify ways in which they can contribute, either through the Minnesota Military Care Initiative or to connect to their local Yellow Ribbon network. Either way, they are doing what they can to help our military families and their service members reintegrate back to their communities.
Sir, we're just about out of time. Any final thoughts for our listeners?
I just want to again thank our communities across the state of Minnesota and our military family members who have again endured a long one-year deployment. And we're excited to see them coming up here at the 60-day events and providing them the resources that they need to be successful.
Major Krenz, thanks for joining us today on Minnesota Military Radio.
Thank you, Tom.
That was Major Aaron Krenz, Chief of Deployment Cycle Support with the Minnesota National Guard. And once again, if you're an employer looking to hire a veteran, or if you're a veteran looking for a job, go to PositivelyMinnesota.com/veterans. Now it's time for Hire Minnesota's Heroes. With an unemployment rate twice the average, Minnesota veterans are facing an unemployment crisis. The good news is that you can help. Each week we'll feature one veteran story and ask you to help Hire Minnesota's Heroes. This week's veteran is Army Captain Clint Graves. Captain Graves, welcome to Minnesota Military Radio.
Thank you very much.
Can you share with us what type of employment are you seeking, sir?
Well, yes, sir. When I was in the Army, I was a logistical officer where I managed special projects, coordinated logistical support, and served in various leadership positions from leading 16-man element to 40-man element. Right now, I'm currently going to school at ITT Technical Institute for a degree in network systems administration, so I'd like to get into project management or project coordination in the IT field.
Captain Graves, I wish you the best of luck finding many job offers.
Well, thank you very much, sir. Thanks for having me.
Clint and hundreds of others are ready to work hard on the next mission. Can we hire Minnesota's heroes? To connect with Clint, contact the Bloomington Workforce Center at 952-346-4000. That's 952-346-4000. Or to learn more, visit PositivelyMinnesota.com/veterans. When we return to Minnesota Military Radio, we'll meet Minnesota's new State American Legion commander. Please stay with us. Welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons. In a moment, we're going to meet Minnesota's new State American Legion commander. But first, it's time for the Commissioner's Corner, a weekly update from the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs. Now here's Commissioner Larry Shelido.
Did you know Minnesota veterans' education benefits extend beyond the traditional classroom experience? On-the-job training, or OJT, allows veteran employees to receive training while performing a job and earning wages for 6 months up to 2 years. Examples include law enforcement and mechanical careers. The apprenticeship program combines on-the-job training with related technical information and instruction for an average of 2 to 5 years. Examples of apprenticeships include carpentry, plumbing, or power line work. For more information about these programs, call 1-888-LINK-VET or visit minnesotaveteran.org.
Thank you, Commissioner Shelido. For more information, please go to minnesotamilitaryradio.com. And now it's time for us to meet Minnesota's new State American Legion commander, the department commander for 2012 and 13, Don Pancake. Don, welcome to Minnesota Military Radio.
Thank you very much, Tom.
Sir, I understand that you're a Vietnam veteran and that you served in the United States Navy.
Yes, I did. I joined the United States Navy in September of 1964 and was discharged in 1968. I was deployed when I was on an amphibious assault ship, and we were deployed to Vietnam in 1966, 7, and 8. And I got out, and I was just like everybody else. I was kind of wandering around, and one of the fellows I knew real well said, "Why don't you join the American Legion?" And so about 1969, I joined the American Legion and been with them for 43 years. And I didn't really do too much. I was like a lot of veterans when I got out. And then I moved up. I thought, well, man, I think I'm going to get involved with this outfit. And I moved up to be post commander in 2001, 2002. And then I was a district vice commander for 4 years and a district commander in 2006. And I served some time as a state chaplain and a district or department vice commander. And then finally they said, you know, why don't you run for state commander? And, Tom, here I am.
You made it all the way to the top, Don.
I made it to the top. So now they say hit the ground walking, because if you run, you'll trip.
There you go. Now, you also forgot to mention that you're from a beautiful city about an hour west of the Twin Cities, and that you've lived and worked there for all these years, Hutchinson, Minnesota.
Hutchinson, Minnesota. And in Hutchinson, it's a very veteran city. As a matter of fact, one of our employers there received the state award for hiring veterans. We're having a high quality, high number of veterans percentage in their staff, the Hutchinson Phone Company. And, yes, it's a wonderful city. We have a beautiful veterans park there, Tom.
And you had a great career with 3M.
I worked with 3M for 31 years.
Quite a while.
It was an exciting time, Tom.
You mentioned the Veterans Park. I happened to have seen that a couple of months ago. I was out in Hutchinson for a wedding, stayed overnight, and went for a walk. You've got lots of trails out there. And I actually came across the Veterans Memorial Park. What a beautiful park. Somebody had to put a lot of work into that, Don.
Tom, that happened to be built in the year I was district commander. And it is a county park, but it's located in Hutchinson. And it's on the on the banks of the Crow River. The funds donated from all over. Veterans would buy a granite paver, we called them, and they donated over $300,000 to build that park, and there's money there to maintain it. It's wonderful.
And it's not just the Hutchinson Park, it's a McLeod County endeavor?
McLeod County Veterans Park. For every Legion and veteran and people who live in the county bought a stone for Uncle Joe in Washington State. It didn't matter to us.
It's a beautiful little park, and I'm sure you use it for Memorial Days and other things, but if you can describe it a little bit, there's a section for each war, isn't there?
Yes, yes. As you walk on the paths through the park, there's black granite stones, that are for each war, the Korean War, Vietnam War, Spanish-American War, first, you know, right down the line. And we try to take care of each era of veteran that way in our park. I believe we have a Congressional Medal of Honor winner in there from the Civil War.
It's a beautiful place. I'd recommend anybody going out to Hutchinson, like I said, an hour west of the Twin Cities, stop by that Veterans Memorial Park. It's worth a visit. Now, Don, you just a few days ago became department commander for 2012-13 for the State of Minnesota American Legion.
Yes.
What does that mean to you? Did you stand in the wrong line, Don?
No, I don't think I stood the wrong line. I think life is a journey, and this is just a destination. And it's an honor that, like I said when I was elected, 93 commanders before me would be the only ones that could understand the joy.
Sure. Now, Don, for our listeners, there are 9 different veteran servants organizations in Minnesota, and I believe that the American Legion is the largest because of your qualifications to be members. How many posts do you have and how many members do you have? Do you know?
Yes, Tom. The American Legion of Minnesota currently has around 93,000 members, and we have over 550 American Legion posts. And the thing about the American Legion, you had to only serve in the military during a time of war. You did not have to be actually in combat, which separates us from some of the other veterans organizations in the state. But we're very, very active in the communities that we serve.
We're speaking with Don Pancake, the department commander for 2012-13 for the Minnesota American Legion on Minnesota Military Radio. Well, Don, the American Legion is the largest veteran service organization in Minnesota. Most people think of it as there's some service clubs and you can go to a steak fry and you can have a cocktail or whatever you're going to do. But the Legion actually, with that many members, has a big voice, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. We're actually part a small piece of the pie. There's 2 million Legion members in the United States, and there's 93,000 of them here in Minnesota. And because of that, we have lobby people, and we are also have the influence of being able to talk with our senators and accomplish things that a party of one cannot do. And it's everybody knows that a large force can usually get more done than two people walking through the park. And it's important that the veteran has that say in Congress and in community affairs, whatever it may be, Tom.
And on veterans of our age, Vietnam veterans, most of my buddies and your buddies are doing a lot today to support today's troops and their families, aren't they?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. The World War II veteran now is starting to sit back and relax and watch what the young guys can do. And the Vietnam veteran is now carrying a load on a lot of places. And we're seeing the Gulf War veterans starting to move in, Tom. And they're becoming very active in the American Legion. And it shows another generation is going to take place of their elders.
Don, I remember when I joined the VFW and the Legion back in the 70s, the World War II guys were saying, how can we get your buddies to join? They won't join. And now I hear you and I and our buddies saying, how can we get these young guys to join? It just keeps on going and going, doesn't it?
Well, it seems like it's the X generation, the Y generation, and the Z generation. And to think how the World War II people did not think like the Vietnam guys with the long hair and the funny jackets. And now it's the same way. The older people have to be able to think and relate to the mindset of the younger generation, and it's very difficult.
Not sure if I remember how to do that, Don.
Kind of like being a parent, Tom.
Don, we have to take a short break. When we come back, I'd like to talk about the mission of the American Legion and the things you want to accomplish during your first year. We're speaking with Don Pancake, commander of the Minnesota American Legion on Minnesota Military Radio. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Minnesota Military Radio. I'm your host, Tom Lyons, and my guest for this segment is Don Pancake, the commander of the Minnesota American Legion. Don, did that music take you back to Vietnam?
Well, we used to listen to stuff like that on our ship, but I don't think we ever heard Kornmeyer do it, but It does bring back times. I remember the movie, the first movie we saw was Clint Eastwood with Fistful of Dollars. I think that was a new movie then. So,
Don, we've been telling our listeners that you, just for several days now, you've been the department commander for the American Legion, State of Minnesota, for 2012-2013. Can we go over what's the mission of the American Legion? And after that, what do you want to accomplish in your year in office?
Well, the American Legion, from day one, based itself on what the American Legion calls the four pillars, the foundation of the American Legion, Tom. And the four pillars are Veterans Affairs and Rehabilitation, National Security, Foreign Relations, Children and Youth, and Americanism. And each one of those obviously has a broad foundation that it can work off of. The Veterans Affairs, anything that has to do with veterans, the American Legion wants to be concerned with. Anything that has to do with national security, whether it be launching a ship, whether it be Homeland Security, the issues of Homeland Security, we are always there to support those issues. The children and youth, the children and youth programs, children welfare programs, that's what we do in our communities. That's what we want to take and build. So every Legion, there's a Legion for every school, because that's what we do. We support the children and youth. And the Americanism program, that's where we bring in things like our Boys State, Boys Nation. Many of our senators have been Boys State, Boys Nation type people. And the children and youth programs, flag folding programs, veterans in the school programs, those are all things that bring Americanism and bring the people, the American Legion and the veteran, before the youth and before America.
But Don, you spent years working up through the chairs, and now you're here. And for a year, you're the department commander. What would you like to try to accomplish this year?
Well, at our department convention we held in Redwood Falls, one of the things that was brought before our attention is when the Minnesota was in session, our Congress, they were, as many people know, our Minnesota Veterans Home is huge in Minneapolis, and they're building a whole new addition onto it and building and renovating some of those buildings that have been there for 60, 70, 80 years. And we had been appropriated, I believe it's around $17 million from the federal government, and that money was dependent upon our state matching part of those funds.
State legislature.
State legislature, yes. I'm sorry, Tom. But what happened, somehow with all the negotiations that went on, the state withdrew or did not issue those funds. So the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs now has to pay back $13 million of that grant back to the federal government, because the state here did not match those funds. So now we have a veterans home in Minneapolis, which is an icon when you see it, and it's got yellow tape all over, do not enter, and no construction rate. It's all stopped because there's no money. I mean, it's crazy, Tom. And my project is to get my veterans behind this, get it to our senators, and get this back, to get this home completed. I mean, it's holes in the ground. It's crazy. And that's a big thing to me, Tom.
That's a good goal for this year. Don, I'm sure you've got some other goals to achieve as well.
I have, yes, we have a Legionville, which is a state park. Legionville is a camp for school patrol kids up in Brainerd. And one of the things we want to do is build replace a barn that's been there so long it had to be destroyed. And we want to get the kids out of the rain to school, but the state patrol works with those kids up there, teaches them how to safely run the intersections on the school patrols. And it's a tremendous place, and we have to replace that barn. And so I'm raising funds this year to build a new one, and it's not a lot of money. It's only $240,000. So it's completely attainable. We can do it. Minnesota Legion can do it.
And Don, as department commander, you serve on what's called the Commander's Task Force, with the heads of the other 8 veteran service organizations in Minnesota. And that's so you can coordinate your efforts on some of these things we want to get done, like helping finish the Minnesota Veterans Home, right?
Oh, absolutely. Every one of those veterans groups will be behind this program to get this funding back for that Minnesota Veterans Home.
It's good that you're all working in concert on those type of issues. Don, one last question. How important is it for the new generation of veterans to become members of the Legion and other veteran service organizations?
Tom, Congress doesn't just give veterans everything they get. Somebody has to fight for it. And if it isn't the American Legion, or if it isn't one of the other veterans organizations, we need these people in there just to give us the help, but give us the support to get these things through Congress, to get the VA to accept Agent Orange, to accept chemical warfare people. This just doesn't happen automatically. There's not a bunch of people in a corner, as you know, Tom, sitting there saying, oh, let's just give the veterans another $150 million because we think they got a problem. No, it doesn't work that way. We need our veterans groups to do those things for us, Tom.
Don, we're just about out of time. Any final thoughts for our listeners?
Join the American Legion, Tom. It's easy to do. Just walk into a Legion place or mylegion.org or minnesotalegion.org and join.
Don, we've started a new program. Every month we're going to have one of the veteran service organizations on, and we're going to have you back a couple of times this year, so we'll find out how you're doing in office. And I wish you a great year, and thanks for joining us on Minnesota Military Radio.
Tom, thank you very, very much.
That was Don Pancake, commander of the Minnesota American Legion, the department commander for 2012-2013. Joining us now is the senior enlisted advisor to the Adjutant General of the Minnesota National Guard, Command Sergeant Major Cindy Kahlberg. Sergeant Major, welcome to Minnesota Military Radio.
Thanks, Tom. It's great to be back.
I understand you just returned from a warrior transition unit visit.
Yes, I did. I was visiting 17 of our Minnesota National Guard soldiers at the warrior transition unit at Fort Carson. That's in Colorado. And these soldiers were injured or wounded while on deployments, and so they've been sent there to get some medical care.
And another term that I'm not familiar with, what is warrior transition unit?
It's a unit that provides some personal support to wounded soldiers, and then it's for the soldiers who have about 6 months or more of care that's needed for rehabilitative care and complex medical management. So they're at this unit for quite some time. Today we have some soldiers recovering at 9 of these units across the United States. And where they go really depends on the type of injury they have and what they're recovering from, as different locations have some different capabilities. These units really provide the focus so that soldiers can worry about healing and about transition back into the Army or to civilian status if coming back to the Army isn't going to happen based on their injuries.
So technically, if a soldier is injured, they're transferred to a warrior transition unit while they recover, and then they're transferred from that back to the Minnesota National Guard?
Yes, if they can, based on their injuries. Otherwise, they're transitioned to civilian life. Mm-hmm.
And how are our soldiers doing?
You know, our soldiers at Fort Carson were recovering very well. They are able to participate in morale and welfare and recreation activities. And by and large, they were very pleased with the medical care they're receiving there. So they know that their mission is to heal, and they've set some personal goals to move forward with their life past injury. And so I think they're doing very well.
And Sergeant Major, what are the goals of your visits to the warrior transition units?
That's a good question. We actually go there to make sure that our soldiers know they're not forgotten and that we're supporting their recovery. We want to take care of any administrative or pay issues that may have come up during their transition from overseas, and then addressing any concerns that they have as they are away from their units right now. And most important, we want to encourage their recovery process.
That's terrific. And Sergeant Major, how can our listeners help?
You know, our favorite website, beyondtheyellowribbon.org website.
Yes, ma'am.
Wounded Warriors is a link that you can go to, and you can see the other organizations that are dedicated to providing services for our wounded warriors, so you can help there.
Sergeant Major, thanks for visiting with us today.
Wonderful. Thank you for having me, Tom.
That was the Senior Enlisted Advisor to the Adjutant General of the Minnesota National Guard, Command Sergeant Major Cindy Kahlberg. We're just about out of time. If you have a mailbag question or a suggestion for a topic you'd like us to discuss, please go to minnesotamilitaryradio.com and click on Contact Us to send a note. Thanks for listening to this edition of Minnesota Military Radio. I'd like to thank our guests for joining us this week, Major Aaron Krenz, Don Pancake, Commissioner Larry Shelado, the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs, and finally, Minnesota's Adjutant General, Major General Rick Nash. Please join us next week as we talk about Civil War weekend at historic Fort Snelling and meet the Disabled American Veterans Service Organization. That's next Sunday morning at 7 or online anytime at MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com. I'm Tom Lyons, and I hope that you make a difference in someone's life this week.
You've been listening to Minnesota Military Radio with Tom Lyons. Tom is the founder and owner of Phalon Partners Limited, a Twin Cities merger and acquisition firm. This has been a production of Clear Channel, MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com, the Minnesota National Guard, BeyondTheYellowRibbon.org, and the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs. Podcasts of the show are available at MinnesotaMilitaryRadio.com.